ישראל הוא שמלין את התינוק על ברכי אדם, והוא הנקרא סנדק. That the manhag is when they circumcise a child, they circumcise it when he's being held on the legs or the thighs, lap of a person, and that person is called a sandak. Different reasons where they get the name sandak from. Some say that the root word of sandak is actually Greek or Roman, and it means like a patron, a patron, like a father figure. Regarding this, the halacha says, "Abi yadir ahar sandak hagun ubaal torah v'ira'ah yihu shechen Eliyahu Navi v'gam takanat ha'na'ar talui b'kavanat ha'metapelim bo." Sandak should be somebody of a man of Torah, a man of fear of God, because he is being the neighbor of Eliyahu Navi at the time of the Brit Milah, and his kavanot definitely can have an effect. The Rama writes in the halacha in Yurei De'Aresh Samech Dalet, "V'nuhagim lehadir achar mohel u'ba'al berit ayoter tov v'tzadik." That's the brought down by the Orzarua as well in Hilchot Milah. "Tzadik lehapes achar yehudi tov la'asoto ba'al berit kedei sheyavo Eliyahu v'yeshev ala katidra." It's not b'shat Milah. So the Rebbe will come and sit in the chair that's designated for him. On this subject, they tell the Pili Yoetz writes by Milah, "Yibhor lo sandak ish tov, yichol ze mu'il nefesh hayeled, nehamshik alav kedusha." This brings the kedusha onto the child. They tell the story of the great tzaddik Rabbi Yaakov Mutzapi, that he was very makpid on the mu'il and the sandak. They should be in the shamayim, and he said once on Chacham Omadiyah Sadka that he was a big ish chesed and he did many mitzvot, and they asked him, "What zechut did you have to reach on such a level?" So he said, "I'm not worthy myself, and I should have been even more than I was, and this is because I had the great sadak, the B. Yosef Chaim, which was the Ben Ish Chai, and the Mohel was the Ben Ish Chai's brother." And therefore he said, all these effects had an influence. Now, the interesting halakha that we came to say today, which is not so well known, that we did not kishariyah et asandak libno, ve'lo rak lechabedo. It's interesting that Chavavayah brings that in Yabiyah Omer Chalek Dal Siman Chav Gimal from the Chidah that brings down from the Kapot Temarim, "Sheim amar Abiy Ben la sandak o le moher." If the Abiy Ben tells the sandak, "Atzer zon b'shlichuti, I want you to be my shaliach, shilochot shel adam kemoto, yikabel sachar al ze," and he gets rewarded if he was the sandak himself. "Aval im mekabedo b'mitzvah zo, if he just doesn't mekabod, ein Abiy Ben mekabel sachar, because kivan shemitzvah ita b'yado v'natan la'acher." Therefore, we don't say shilochot shel adam kemoto. So it would be proper to, just like we nominate the Mohel as a Shariah, just say, "Please be my Shariah to be the Sandak." Yes, go to Adam the Shtadil, Kama Shiyukha Liyot Sandak. You should try to be the Sandak at all costs. Ki Gidolah Mitzvazu, Ki Raglav Domot HaMizbayah. His legs are like the Mizbayah, Vizokhele Oshel. Now we have to tikkun for the Brit Milah. וראוי גם להוציא על כן הוצאות מרובות שמיון תפי תמיד הסנדק כל ובדי ולא מכם מחלוקת תביקם לסנדק דרס כלי את החידה רייט עם עבודת הקודש וספון את שמיר כתב שיש המחזרים להיות סנדק בימי השובבים during the 6 weeks from פרשת שמות I try to be סנדק because it's also one of the תיקונים and some other custom even to pay that be a ben in order to get the to get the zechut. The Chazon Ish, when he used to go to do some zakaut, he would say, "We're going to meet now Eliyahu Navi," and he enjoyed this zakaut so much even at the expense of Bitul Torah. One time there was a delay at the Brit, and he was a Sadak, and they apologized that, you know, to forgive him for the Bitul Torah. And Hazuni said, what are you asking for forgiveness for? Kol terhash mitzvah, he mitzvah. V'lehakot la Brit, abzui terhad mitzvah. To wait for the Brit, we not considered a mitzvah in itself. Hine ma'alat ha-sadak ki ma'ala gedola me'or, v'gedola olam habibu zot me'or. ומעריר כתב, גדולה מצווה בעל הברית, בסדקות, במצוות המוהר. Even the סדק is higher than the מוהר. לפני שלגליו נדמו למזבח. כאילו מקטיר כתורה לשמיים. It's as if he's bringing a כתורה to the שמיים, as from the מדרש. It says, בשעה שמר אברהם ילידי ביתו, when he was giving the circumcision to his family members, he put a pile of foreskins as he was doing it, and the sun was shining on them, and they became spoiled. And the smell of the olalot went up to Hashem, it was like the ketoret it said, and like an olah, like a korban olah. So there's another midrash as well that says this here. There is a question. If you tell me that the sandakaut brings osher, we see many people did sandakaut and they did not become wealthy. So there is a piece from the Admor from Gur that brought down that shesigulahu kishu sandak b'mila ve'ohed ha'yelet gamkin b'sh'at ha'beracha dafka. Where he's holding the child as well, not only during the mila, but afterwards as well, when we make the berakot, like our custom. We hold the baby until the ceremony is finished, v'shoteh ha'yayin. And the sandak drinks from the wine. Ve'amar ha'gaon, Chaim Kreisler, when he would start to do the syndicate like that, where he would sit until after all the berachot and drink from the wine, he saw all special berachot. And some say to actually make the berachot, to be the sadak and make the berachot of the milah. Last but not least, the Lacha says, יש נוהגים שאבי הבנו המניח את התינוק על רגלי הצנדק, which is our custom. The father is the one that places the baby on the צנדק, because the baby is like a korban, and therefore it's like he's putting his son on the מזבח. יש שנהגו שהאב לא מכבד בסנדקאות לאדם אחר, לאדם אחד עבור שני בניו. Some do not invite the same sandak for two children. It says every day somebody else would bring the ketoret. Nobody would bring the ketoret twice. However, by the sfaradim, we're not makpid that even if somebody had said the ketoret once, they can invite him again. Yes, to agim mechabit besinikut the ben rishon etabi abal uveneshli etabi aisha, which is our custom. The first son, the ka'ut, goes to the husband's father, the paternal grandfather, and then the maternal grandfather. Of course, it's not a deen, that is the minhag. Furthermore, yesh to agim mechabit besin the ka'ut lehasuchei banim. Some they give it to people who don't have children, as if it's a sigula for them. Mitzad chasidut v'chamu mitzvah. יש לי מנה שיהיה לפחות מבר מצווה יהיה סדק. You shouldn't give it to somebody that's less than a bar mitzvah age. She can't even though technically he can sit. What is it? It's holding the baby. There's no obligation as such. But still, since it's a very precious mitzvah, you should wait until he is hayav the mitzvah. They don't have to be married. He can even be a bachur avak. It's okay as long as he is a bar mitzvah. יש שנהגו שאין האב יושב כסדק. He doesn't send himself the father. He doesn't want to be sandak because there's a question if you can make the berachot sitting. So some don't want to do that. Because the ta'ilah tov shabi abel be'atzmo yeh sandak. And that's our custom as well, that we allow the father to be the sandak. And if you want to be the Mohel also, you can be the Mohel, and Sadak had to be a bin at the same time. And we saw Gibbele Israel, they would sit on the thing, and they would actually do the Brit Milah when they were being Sadakaud. When Akhtom, Shah Sadak is Taper, Sadak should take a haircut, shave, and he'll bash Begadim Hashuvim, and he should put on Begadim Shabbat, special clothes. לכבוד the day, תשאול לנו חבוד מצווה, וכן ירבון במקווה. Better to go to the מקווה on the day of the מילה, and also they can bring the child into the day with a great קדושה. נוהגים שהסדק מתעטף בטלית בשעת המילה. It's a custom as well, the סדק wears the טלית, if it's his טלית or it's the synagogue's טלית, he makes the ברכה, the תעטף, בסיסית. We discussed already about the tefillin and yesterday the halakha. Yesh noagim shehasadak eno osem melakha biyom hamilah. But the sadak was not going to work. That's brought down in the sifanim as well. It's like a yom tov. It's like a yom tov is like a holiday for them. Okay.